I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLR LP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPV LP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking about the first big bust made by the new election police. This summer, the Election Crimes Unit rounded up 19 persons who had voted illegally in the 2020 election. Ironically, many of those alleged fraudsters were told by officials that they were eligible to vote, and they should register and see what happens. What happened was they were sent voter registration cards and told they were okay to participate in perhaps the most important ritual of this great experiment that is the American democracy. Of course, the confusion stemmed from the amendment to the state constitution that at first seemed to give all former felons not convicted of murder or felony sex crime who had served their sentence back the right to vote. But that would have been too easy. The legislature clearly fearing the possibility of hundreds of thousands of new voters joining the election who may not be voting for them changed the rules without offering a method for knowing them. With the water sufficiently muddied, it is no wonder some people misinterpreted their rights and voted illegally. An interesting detail of this initial roundup of voting scoff laws was that 15 of the 19 arrested were black, which confirms for voting rights advocates that the new unit is functioning precisely as intended, not as a bulwark against nearly non-existent election fraud, but as a means of suppressing and intimidating black voters who are unlikely to support DeSantis or other Florida Republican Party office seekers. It's always obvious that this would be used to target and strike fear in black voters, and this is coming to fruition, said State Senator Bobby Powell, a West Palm Beach Democrat. Powell and others see the Election Crimes Unit as part of a national wave of voter suppression efforts aimed at tipping the political scales in favor of Republicans by limiting the influence of black voters, the Democratic Party's most supportive voting bloc. Creating the law enforcement unit capitalizes on the anger in GOP circles, fed by lies from the Orange Menace of Palm Beach about his defeat in 2020, that alleged election fraud is harming their political fortunes. But critics of the election police and other phony tactics to secure election integrity see them as nothing more than intimidation tactics. It's try it and we got you, said Patrick Franklin, president and chief executive of the Urban League of Palm Beach County. That's definitely aimed at African Americans. It's another form of voter suppression. But no one said it more clearly than U.S. District Court Judge Mark E. Walker in his challenge to the latest state election laws, where he found that, quote, Florida has repeatedly, recently, and persistently acted to deny black Floridians access to the franchise.